Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the Grilling Guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are having a great time, man. We're down in Fenville, if you haven't heard that already. That's somewhere between Allegan, the Lakeshore, Grand Rapids, triangulate that, and you're going to find a beautiful little Fen Valley winery. It's a beautiful vineyard. They make some world-class wines down here, and they're having a festival from 1 to 5. Got a giant barbecue pit out there. It's all smoking already, and they're going to be throwing ribs and chicken on there, raising money for some charity, doing a little festival down here. Just a great day to get out here. Put Fen Valley, or Fenville, rather, in your GPS. And drive on over here. All kinds of stuff going on. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob, and we're the Grilling Guys. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We are in your grill and in your backyard every Saturday from 9 to 11 Eastern. You can stream us online at thegrillingguys.com. You can hit the Listen Live button. Please like us on Facebook. We've only got three people that like us, and we're trying to get it to 10 by the end of the day. So, okay, something like that.
Yeah.
It's not as many as we need. Okay?
Right.
We've got egos to build up here.
Yeah, one of the guys that likes us is Justin Piper from Bobby J's Restaurant at Centennial Country Club in Grand Rapids. They've opened up a new restaurant there at Centennial, and it is specializing in barbecue. And I think we got the chef, Justin Piper, on the line. Justin, you out there?
How you doing?
Hey, good, man. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, I came by your place, and I came unannounced because I wanted to try some of your barbecue, and I was thoroughly impressed. The setting is gorgeous. You got a giant deck out there with probably 15, 20 umbrella tables. You're at a private country club, but your restaurant is open to the public, and I tell you what, I tried a couple of the barbecue items, and they were fantastic. You seem to have a little twist on things. Tell me a little bit about your background and why you're doing barbecue.
Well, you know, I come from a more traditional background as far as food goes, a little more high-end service, but we kind of stumbled upon a smoker over the winter time, and it's always been a hobby of mine, and we wanted to do something new here this year, and there's not a whole lot of barbecue out here in our area, so we thought we'd give it a try, and we're off to a pretty good start this year. So,
you know, I had these things called pork bombs that were fabulous. Break those down for me. What are those?
I was just kind of, you know, a little play on like a classic like crab cheese wonton. You just get a little bit of smoked pork, some corn, a couple kinds of cheeses in there, and just fried up in a nice little crispy wonton shell.
Hey, Justin, this is Bob. So is that sort of like a crab
Yeah, kind of like a little ragoon almost.
Okay. That was pretty cool. Thanks for joining us. I'm looking at your menu, and I was telling Randy here before we got on the air that just looking at your menu, thinking, man, what a sweet, sweet varietal you have. It's you've got a lot of traditional barbecue, but I was really impressed when I saw Texas burnt ends. I just made them Tuesday in Philly for a bunch of guys, and burnt ends are huge. That's hitting it right out of the park, man. People have never tasted those in most places.
Yeah, you know, it's more of a something you'll find when you're down in Texas and down south a little more. And, brisket isn't a big cut of meat up here in the north for barbecuing, but, you know, it's a great cut for barbecuing. Takes on a lot of great flavor because it just sits in that smoker all day. And, those burnt ends are just the nice crispy ends of it that, you know, aren't too good for slicing. We just take and, you know, cube up, get braised with a little barbecue sauce and some homemade chicken stock, and they are really good. One of our most popular dishes out here so far this year.
So are you trimming your own briskets?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we trim all our own meats and making our own sausage out here, breaking down our own chickens. So,
are your burnt ends made from the deckel?
Yeah. Yep, we kind of take, try to trim a little bit of that fat off. But, yeah, most of that top flap there, and, you know, we save a nice
piece. And we're talking about
in the restaurant.
Yeah, we're talking about a Packer brisket. If you've never done a brisket before, it's a Packer brisket, which is a full brisket. And when you put it fat side down, and you're trimming the top up, there's a big vein of fat you got to carve out of there, and it reveals this flap of meat, and that's called the decal, and it's got a ton of connective tissue in it. So even after you smoke it for 10 hours or 10 hours, it's still kind of grainy. So you take that thing and you throw it on some really high heat for about 6 to 8 minutes on each side, and you crisp it up. And as you do, that connective tissue sizzles in there and breaks down and reduces. And you end up with a really tender, beautiful piece of meat that's kind of black on the outside, still nice on the inside. And you cut it up into slices. Great presentation. If you want to impress people and you're smoking a brisket on your own, trim it up yourself. Make sure you get a packer brisket. Don't get a flat, because they're not junk, but they're next to it. That's the end of the brisket. Nobody really gives a toot about. But that fat end where the decal is, that's your money meat right there.
Yeah, you get a lot of flavor out of that tissue in there. But even after we take it off the smoker, and it usually spends about 12 to 14 hours out there, it'll spend another 3 to 4 hours in the oven braising. So,
and what do you have for a smoker?
We have a big, it's an old hickory pit. It's on a trailer. It's about 12 foot. We have a 5-rack rotisserie.
Is that gas assist?
Yeah, we use gas, and then we use smoke with a combination of cherry, apple, and hickory.
So he's talking about an old hickory. That's what we call a stick burner. And most stick burners are gas assist. They're getting their heat from the gas, but the gas is burning logs instead of charcoal. And I burn charcoal and then throw my flavor wood on top. A stick burner is something that burns, in the vernacular, the stick is the log. So a little different flavor on the smoke. You've got you end up with a little different smoke flavor than charcoal and a little flavor wood. Still a very good way to do it. It's another way to do it. Commercially, it's the easier way to do it when you're doing quantity, because having all that gas means you're hauling less fuel. So you can pipe it in with a lime.
Having the rotisserie in there is really nice, because it just gives you that nice even temperature, you know, the whole time. You don't have to worry about rotating stuff a lot.
Right.
It does help take a lot of the guesswork out.
And the old hickory is much like a Southern Pride. Those would be the two big names that would be the stick burners for commercial use. So,
yeah, I'm loving it. It's a dream come true. I've never had anything bigger than a bullet smoker before this one. So this is it's been really nice, and it's great. We're trying to get out there and do some off-site stuff.
Hats off to you. Hats off to you, man. Welcome to Grand Rapids. We needed some barbecue. It's so bad in Grand Rapids, Jop, and I keep throwing around the notion of opening up a barbecue joint, because we can't stand these people being deprived of good barbecue in Grand Rapids.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate the promotion, and we're out here all summer long, so come out and see us.
You bet, Justin. You deserve it, man. The other thing I had, I just want to break it down for people. In addition to the burnt ends, you got ribs. You got a roasted garlic sausage. I did not try that, but that sounds fabulous. You're doing pulled pork, briskets, chicken. I had the pulled porker two ways is what I had, which was really you put down some pulled pork with the Carolina sauce, and then we also did some smokehouse red peppers and pickles with Swiss cheese and a root beer sauce. I'm telling you, that was fantastic. You got a twist on that. I saw you had 7 or 8 different sauces that I could choose from. You're a real barbecue joint, and it's just good to have you in town, man.
And if you don't know where Centennial, if you don't know where Centennial Country Club is, my office used to be right there in Centennial Park. It's 28th Street and 96 in Cascade. Centennial Drive goes right back to the country club. There's a wonderful country club open to the public now, a beautiful restaurant, and, man, I highly encourage you check this dude out, because I'm going to be in there.
All right, thanks a lot.
You bet, Justin. Thank you.
Okay.
That was Justin from Bobby J's at Centennial Country Club. Great new barbecue joint in Grand Rapids. You got to give it a try. Coming up next, we're going to go out to Zager's Pool and Spa, break down our last grilling club meeting that was out there, because we had a good time. We learned some new recipes, some new techniques, and we'll talk about the next one that's coming up in July. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.